keep this in,
right?
Because normally you just go and welcome, but there's always a messing for about 30 seconds before John normally gets to say it.
I have to get it out of my system. I'm just trying to make it so difficult
for him to say it.
So here
Wexford.
We go. Welcome to Head Wreck, that show where we talk about things that wreck in our head and we talk about things that wreck in your head. This week, jumping straight in, before we even get to hellos, we apologize for the sound. We've had major issues this week and I have mic issues, so that's why I sound different. So, Alan, if people have issues like mic issues, or if they have an issue with someone called Mike, what do they do? Who do they text in? They don't text in. And we don't have that facility yet. Who do they email to? Who do they send a DM to?
Or a fax to. They can send a fax to us.
A fax. Yeah, we're all about the faxes.
_wrecked. _wrecked. And on your social medias, give us a poke, a follow, a... I don't know what else you do on social media.
Hold on. You've said poke before. What's the poke on Facebook?
Used to be poke on Facebook.
Yes, that's right. Is that around anymore? That's not around anymore. Couldn't be.
No.
Because Facebook's barely around anymore, to be honest.
You used to get the internet syphilis by giving someone a poke on the internet.
Yeah. What was the point of it, though? It was just to go, oh, hiya, I've sent you a message. Reply back to me. So it's literally like sending someone another message. Ugh.
Yeah. Anyway. It was like, do you remember MSN Messenger back in the day? You could send someone a buzz and the whole thing go.
Yeah.
And the whole screen would vibrate. Really annoying. Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
I think it was just
so
a case
like
of
that
going,
kind
hey,
of thing.
Hey, read my message.
Well,
hey,
here we go. Hey. Well, look, before I jump into any more, thank you everyone for joining us. And we're really happy that you guys are still listening because we have a lot of listeners, particularly abroad. In fact, when I logged in to look at the stats this morning, I saw that we had a listener in Spain and a listener in, hold on, where was it? In Brazil. That was it. Brazil. We've got a new listener in Brazil. So hello, Brazil.
I certainly hope you're not using us to... I hope you're not using us to perfect your English because I'm the worst.
Oh, absolutely not. No. I mean, or our French. Okay. Well, let's jump in. I've got a load of notes here on my phone. You said a couple of episodes ago that you are taking notes and I am now taking notes.
But I think we edited that part out to make it look...
We probably did to make it look more professional now. Yeah, in fairness. And I have to say, I'm getting really distracted by the TV screen behind you. Alan, so
we are not in the same room, just so people know. We said it before. We are connecting virtually across many miles of greenland and farmery.
Many miles.
Area.
Yes. As you never noticed with the problem with the sound issues. Yeah.
It's like John says something and then 2 to 3 business days later, it appears. Yeah, I have the TV behind me on my camera and it is GTA 5, believe it or not. That's how old school I am.
Yeah, yeah. Look, it's 10 years old. It's still one of the most highly rated games in the world. One of the biggest money-making games in the world still. It's made billions for Take-Two. And
yet the strip clubs in them are still terrible.
But look, where is there a good strip club? To be fair. Actually, here we go.
If you know, please DM us.
I
know where you're going to ask.
Wrecks my head is I've never been to a strip club, believe it or not.
Neither have I.
I was convinced you were going to see it. No, I never have.
Anyone who knows me knows I'm a seedy old man. And that's
I know, that's why I can't believe you haven't. And people are probably very surprised I haven't.
I'll get too embarrassed. Or I wouldn't know how
but
to
But I
act.
Don't know. So, like, I obviously my basis for comparison of what a strip club is TV. That's literally, like, how well, you know, and, like, in my impression is that it would be CD, but I want to go to see if it is so I can actually go, yeah, it is rotten. Or, oh, it was actually a bit of crack. Do you know what I mean? But you can't go in on your own. Would you go in on your own?
No.
But then is it weird if you go in with someone? Is that weird?
Like in my mind, and this is going to be an outrageous thing to say, is going, I just feel like Irish strippers wouldn't be good quality.
Wow. And I love the fact that I'm all the way down in Wexford where there
again,
are no strip clubs. So I
message just prove me wrong.
I will never come across, I think, a stripper that will confront me on what you just said. You very well might. Yeah, maybe not. Right. I don't know. Look, let's move on from this before we start making enemies. We've got listeners in Dublin and we don't want them to fizzle away. I'm going to jump into one that's been annoying me for years, right? Absolutely years. And I just thought of it the other day. And we always seem to talk about these topics, you and I. And we've talked about this product a number of times, you and I, the microwave. Okay. I'm not going to talk about cooking or whatever, because you know I don't really do that. But I've always wondered, what is the point of a microwave door? Think about it.
To keep the radiation in.
But exactly, I knew that's what you were going to say, but it couldn't
Because
be.
that's what it's for.
No, it can't be. Think about it, right? So you put the food in a couple of minutes and you open the door straight away. It's not fully sealed, it's not vacuum sealed.
Yes,
It's
that's not how radiation works. So radiation in a microwave, how it works is it actually heats up the water molecules in food
I
to a certain
know
degree that
that.
makes them vibrate. It stops them escaping it.
I know that. I know all that. But if the door wasn't there, the food would still heat up
No,
because
if the door
it
wasn't there, it
would.
wouldn't turn on. It wouldn't turn
Very good.
on.
Yeah, fair. That's a fair point. That's what the door is for. The door is for
To make sure.
the light to come
That's
on.
probably what it
And
is. Actually, in fairness, some people put their hand and taking the food in the middle of being microwaved so you don't
maybe it is a safety
microwave your
because
hand.
it's not like it's not
Yeah.
sealed to stop radiation coming
It's
out,
like an
right?
oven
In any
door.
way.
It keeps the heat in an oven door. Why does an oven have a door? To keep the heat
No,
in. Why
but a
does a microwave
microwave
have
doesn't
it?
get hot inside, though. It's the food that gets hot.
I reckon it's to stop people putting their hand in or their face and going, oh, sure, what's going on in here? And
Yeah,
their
I. Do
eyeballs
you
are
know what? I
vibrating.
think
Maybe
you
that's what it
actually
is.
have nailed it on the head there. I think that's what it is, and I never thought of that obvious one. I
Funny
thought,
and informative these shows are.
yeah, funny and informative.
But
Yeah, maybe that
maybe
should be the new
wrong
tagline.
and form
May
informative.
yeah, maybe no, but I think
And poor English, accordingly.
that does make sense though. You've kind of unwrecked my head a little bit there, because I was like, yeah, it's not closing properly. You can kind of move them a little bit while it's on. You know, and then
So,
like,
so.
so if someone's argument was that it's stopping the radiation coming out into your kitchen. So where does it go then when you open the door? It's not like it just disappears. And if it's that dangerous, it shouldn't be going into the food.
So
There
this is
you
what I was
go.
going to ask you. When my microwave finishes, same as most microwaves, it goes beep, 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 and beeps three times.
Yeah.
Do you have to wait for the third beep? Or if you don't and you open it soon, are you radiating your
Oh
hand?
yeah, you die straight away. You die. It's like Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. You have to wait for the three, three
These
beeps or
haven't
you
been lucid
die.
dreams I've been having. I've literally just been in a coma on the kitchen floor.
And look, and again, I'm going to go back to the microwaves again. What's the point of all the buttons? Defrost, all that kind of shit. Literally, if just
Turn it to a
put it
minute and a
in,
half, give it a
put
stir, a
it
minute and a half.
exactly. Put it in, press the button. The same as when I
This
put something
sounds
into the
like
oven, I turn
a
it up
good
to
night for you,
200.
John.
Yeah,
Just put it in
put
and
it
see what
in,
happens.
turn it on.
What's the point in pushing anything else?
Put it in, turn it on, let it spin around and open it up. Yeah, absolutely amazing night.
And you have a high chance of
There
getting
you go.
radiation poisoning after it.
That topic of a microwave door has been on my mind for years. It's you have these things that kind of niggle and you don't think about them, and you go, what forum could I use to bring up such a thing? It's here. Welcome to Hedrecht. So there you go, right? I'm ticking that off the list. We've talked about that. I think you're right. I think it is because just a
Think
safety
so.
issue
Makes
to
sense.
stop people's heads and feet and hands and all that.
Also,
Feet,
maybe it's an
feet,
it
feet,
beats.
feet.
Maybe it's to make you know where the front of the microwave is. Otherwise, you go, why can't they put anything in it because it's facing the wall? You know.
And of course, because stuff in the microwave, it kind of explodes all the time, pops. So it's going to stop that going everywhere. There you go.
Do you know what
Yeah.
I do on my microwave? Whenever I get bread, I store my bread in the microwave because it's more highly sealed than a press, and it doesn't go off. Well, it does go off eventually, but it doesn't go off as quick. Yeah, there could be a
So
placebo
every
effect.
time you want to put something in the microwave, there's a loaf of bread getting cooked at the
Well, so
same time.
interesting fact. I bought my first slice
Today's bread,
pan,
next week.
my first slice pan, which is like a bag of bread, basically. I bought my first one this year a week ago. I don't need I yeah, I don't need bread.
Hold on a second. Look, forget about the list of stuff I have here. What do you mean you've only ever bought one
Slice
bag,
pan
as you
this year.
called it? You called it a bag
Yeah,
of
a bag
bread.
of
I
bread.
like that,
That's
because that's
what it
literally
is.
what
That's what
it
it is. It's
is.
a rectangle bag of bread.
Every single episode, we coin some new phrase. This week, bag of bread. Right, go on. So,
It's great.
how
Bag
is
of
that?
bread.
How has that been your first bag of bread that you've ever bought? I'm using it
No,
now.
this year.
This year. Oh, I thought you meant
Yeah.
ever, like your first one.
No, this year.
Okay. As
I don't need
in,
bread.
you had
I have an
bought one
intolerance of
last
bread.
year and it lasted till
Yes.
March, or.
No. No, it's just like I only like I buy a bag of bread and then like 3 days, 4 days later I either throw it out or if it's not used. And then that's it.
Yeah,
I
you
just
throw
don't
it
need
out
bread.
like a normal person. You let it go
Yeah,
rock hard and you frisbee
exactly.
it off your balcony like a normal person.
You turn to French bread or feed the ducks,
Yeah, they can be actually
which you shouldn't
really
do.
good if you've just mopped the floor. And you can't find your sandals or slippers. Just a nice hard slice of bread on each
As
foot.
insoles.
Insoles, yeah, that'd be very good. Although
Or if
you
I'm
get a yeast,
cycling, I just wrap them around my head,
no, you'd
elastic
get a
band,
yeast
couple of slices.
infection. You get a yeast infection on your foot. No, you couldn't do
And make it go
that.
crusty.
Oh, and
And
happy
maybe it mightn't
Easter.
heal.
Happy
Happy
Easter. Happy
Easter.
Easter. Yes,
Happy,
speaking of
yeah. On,
food.
well, depending on where you are in the world, because in some Easter in Orthodox religions, they're not until the start of May, another month ago, another month
Yeah,
away. There
so
you go.
again, look, another topic that wrecks my head. How is Easter different every single year? How is it not the same day? So I'm sorry now. Hold on. We celebrate his birthday on the same date every year. He died and came back. How is that not the same date every year? Because I know I'd want it to be so I could set a party.
Do you want me to answer this for you? Just, I answer the microwave one.
I know
So
it's something to do
Easter
with the
will
full moon,
always
isn't it? Or which
fall
I don't
on the
get.
first new moon
Yes, but that doesn't make
after the March
sense.
equinox.
It doesn't make sense though.
Oh yeah, no, I
But
agree.
then how is Christmas not like that? You know, the Easter thing, I find it baffling, but it's great to be
Yeah.
fair because we've had two bank holidays this month, which is
This has
amazing.
been a great month we've
Yeah, it's
had,
been a
yeah.
great month. In
But
fairness, it has.
we have Bank Holiday tomorrow here. Bank Holiday was, which was Good Friday. We
Yeah.
had Paddy's Day, which was basically just a good bank week, a bank
Yeah,
holiday
yeah,
week,
yeah, yeah.
basically either side of it. Yeah,
So
it's
this is
great.
the time of the year when everyone books their holidays in so they can get as many as possible
Yeah,
without using up
I
the
get
holidays.
27 days holidays off for taking 3 days annual leave. Pretty much the gist of it.
Yeah. Right, well, there's my I've given out a bit of a few things now. Your turn. Have you got anything?
There's an email that came in, and I'm going to read this email, and I'm going to make it some way more relatable to something that also annoys me. So,
Oh no.
this
Oh
subject
no.
is called Sticky Situation.
Right.
Hi there,
Okay.
lads.
Yeah.
Normally, I am a level-headed guy. However, when wrapping presents, being able to find where to peel the sellotape is a pain in the proverbial. And I
Sorry, I'm
get that.
laughing already. Could this perchance be one that came in around Christmas time where someone's talking about wrapping
No,
presents?
I don't know. Maybe they're wrapping Easter eggs. I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
So
right. Yeah,
I get that.
go on.
That
Yeah,
absolutely
go on.
wrecks my head. That absolutely wrecks my head. We're going, and you're spending about 6 hours twirling with your nail around and going, there
Absolutely.
is. But for me, I'm just to add to this, and we can come back to this. Is going, I find the same within your public toilet and trying to find the bit of the toilet roll to separate the toilet roll from the roll, and you're spinning the toilet roll around
I
going,
know, and
where
that's
is the
creepy
bit?
because you're like, other people have done this. Are their hands clean when they do it's that toilet roll in a public toilet or a pub or somewhere like that, even in work. You know the ones where it's a massive plastic roll thing on the wall, and there's literally an anus in the middle at that shoot, you
Oh,
pull
yeah.
one. It literally looks like an asshole, like you're pulling squares of toilet roll through an asshole. They wreck my
A
head
wizard's
because it's
ass.
one at a time and there's not a chance, it's never enough. You need to pull a shitload of times, right?
Literally,
But
do
he
the
literally,
pun.
but here we go, another week talking about shit. But you have to pull those, but then they are cleaner and have to be safer than the ones where you're putting your hand in to pull the roll or where someone pulled off the last square searching for that opener so you can pull it. I'm
The
frantically
worst, yeah,
imitating with my hands here.
that looks something very strange. But the worst is when the previous person behind has obviously pushed a tissue in said anus thing and you can't get any paper out of it. So here's a question for you. Here's a question for you. If you ever do have to go to public toilet, do you always check to make sure there's toilet roll first before you attempt to vacate the premises?
There are sometimes where I
You don't have enough
have
time.
and sometimes where I haven't. Sometimes you just kind of like, let's be honest, you use a public toilet when it's a last resort, really. So
Absolutely,
like
yeah.
you're in a hurry, you don't always have time. And part like no, there's so many stories. There was once where there was none in the public toilet and I had to wait until it was empty and pull up my trousers and walk carefully to the next cubicle where there was toilet roll. I think a lot of people
I
have done
told you my
that.
story that happened when I wandered at Grafton Street with that exact same issue, no?
I don't think you do, but I know I
This is
want to hear
not
live on
a
the radio.
public telling story. It's not a
Okay,
public telling
right,
story.
tell me off air.
But basically, no, I will. But
I've
basically,
just paused the recording there, Alan. You can tell me now.
to
Yeah.
put it very, 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 very basic was I went into one fast food restaurant on Grafton Street, went to the toilet. There was no toilet roll in any there. I had to wander down to the next takeaway place at the bottom of Grafton Street for the exact same reasons. There's a much bigger story to it. I'll tell you that one down off air, because
No, no,
there's
you
only
can
about
just look
four
again.
people are aware of the
Pause the
story in my
recording
life.
again if you want to tell me the rest of it. I have no problem doing
Yeah,
that.
so for me, the toilet roll one, for me, the sellotape one, oh my God, that's like, I'm terrible at wrapping presents as it is. And it's a
Yes.
case of going, just trying to find a sellotape. You spend about 4 hours looking for the sellotape. Your back does be gone. You end up just cutting the
You're
wrapping
back to that
paper.
was so dumb. You're back to be gone.
Your back does be gone.
No,
Yeah, your back
I
does be
know. It's
healed.
killer. It's absolute killer. Yeah,
And
and
then
I
you
don't
cut the
bite my
paper and it's
nails.
in
Do you bite
wrong.
your nails? And you still
No,
can't
not at
find the
all.
cell tape. Yeah.
No, not at all. No, not. But like, you go like both directions. You go clockwise, anti-clockwise. You're
Yeah.
going, where? And then you do find, and you realize it's not. It's a weird air bubble that's in the sellotape that you're
Yeah.
digging at it for ages, and then you peel off the sellotape, and only like a 1 millimeter, or 1 millimeter strip comes off, and
Yeah.
then comes out like triangular shaped
Yeah,
sellotape,
and
and you're
goes the
like,
whole way around. So then it's like really, really thick, the bit that you have to peel off to get back to
yes.
that one solid bit.
And then you take it off, and then it folds on itself, and then like, oh, for fuck's sake. And then you have to do it all over again. Yeah,
That's
Jesus,
such
sellotape wrecks my
first
head.
world problems, isn't
But again, for me, going, I absolutely get there's no name actually on that, whoever sent us in sticky situation. I
Sticky
absolutely get that.
situation,
I make
yes.
it relatable to the toilet roll, exact same issue, because what ends up being a 5 minute wipe ends up being a 4 hour wipe, because you're doing the exact same sellotape trick that you're doing. And then get to the corner of the toilet roll, you're kind of going, well, this can't do anything with this.
Yeah, and it's only ever one ply. Who buys, where can you even buy in this day and age one ply toilet roll? It doesn't make sense. Yeah, I honestly,
Yeah, I
that's
don't
another
know.
tagline for the show. It just doesn't make sense.
Better. So that's what our tagline should be. Better than one ply toilet roll.
Alan, I am going to pose this question to you, and this comes from
Oh God.
Tony. Tony is
With an I or a
someone
Y?
I know, Tony
With
from
an I or a Y?
Dublin/Wicklow. And
Tony with a
Tony
Y?
said, "What
With
Tony?
a Y or
No,
an I?
Tony with two eyes.
So
No,
it's
Tony with a Y.
Yoni.
It's a man. So he, you. This is you might be able to answer this better than I can. So it's
Let's
in
go.
job
Let's go.
interviews when they ask you what you're currently earning. That is a bit of a head wreck, isn't it? Because we've all
Always add
been there.
10,000 onto it. Always
We
add ten
yeah, but
thousand
we've
to what you
always
bring down.
yeah, but that isn't that the problem though? So like you're in there looking for a job, and I think this is where Tony is coming from. He's doing interviews, or was or has been in the past or whatever, doing interviews, and then they ask you what you're on. Like, yeah, what do you say? Because if you go too high, you have an idea of what it's on, of what the job role is expected, and then if you go too high, they'll go, oh, Jesus, who's your man looking for too
So,
much? If you go too low, they'll offer you the job.
genuine answer. What you should do. I'm going to give a real genuine answer. Is going, if you're
Okay.
applying normally, if you're applying for a job, you probably apply for maybe five or six at least of those similar jobs. I would normally look at the average salary across all of them. That's typically what your market salary is going to be, and that's normally a good place to be. So obviously, if you're currently on 40,000 and the jobs you're going for are all 60,000, you'd be going, I'm currently on 50 with a 5 grand with a 5 grand bonus. But in order for me to move, I'd be looking for more than that.
You heard it here, folks. Any more advice like this, we can willingly give it without a joke. Apparently we can, which is brilliant.
We can.
We can give
Yeah, we
actual
can.
advice. So
Now let's back to
Tony,
the shit.
I hope that helped you. I need
No,
to
but I
come
get that. No,
clean. I
yeah. Oh,
no no
good.
no
Don't use one ply toilet roll then. Yeah, there
no
we go.
yeah I need to come clean. We're talking about toilet roll. No, I do. So a couple of episodes back, I gave out about traffic management and how the GAA and that kind of thing, they manage traffic around our area when there's a match on and stuff. And I have since become one of those people, believe it or not, who does that regularly, because I thought it would be a good idea to do it, get to know some people in the area, and also control the traffic about what's going on in my area. So I'm going to come clean and say it doesn't wreck my head anymore, because I 100% get why it's done, why people do it, and I really enjoy doing it. There you go.
Have you made it any improvements? Is it any better or so as terrible as what you
No,
suggested?
it's still very bad, especially
It's probably your worst.
when there's a big match on. What's even funnier is, though, sometimes like people will ask me what match is on. Now I have no interest in the GAA at all. I'm doing it just to help out, so I'm frantically googling what match is currently on and what time it starts at. But there you go. If
St.
there's something that
Connacht versus Raver
this
Rovers.
and they're like, yeah, is that a club match? I'm like, No idea.
Is that
That
in
could,
DSDLSR
yeah.
or what's it in? Like, sure. Well,
Well,
I know it's in the
the
Canon
worst question
350.
is it GAA? Now, I'm like,
That's
yeah, it's because
quite
it,
wide. Is it
yeah, because
hurling or
I'm like,
football?
exactly. But I think when people say is it GAA, they mean hurling, because it
Football.
always
Oh, say
seems,
football.
I don't know. So there, well, there you go. So I don't know. But
Yeah.
there you go. There's an issue that we've come full circle on. It wrecked my head. I investigated it, became
And now
part
you're
of it,
doing the
and now
job.
it doesn't wreck my head at all. So maybe is that the moral of what we need to do with this podcast? Everything that's wrecking our head, maybe
Oh,
we should
God.
try it
Please
and
don't.
see if we can
No,
come
please
full
don't.
circle. And
We've spoken about some very, very dodgy
we have
things,
to be fair.
strange things, stuff that will require a significant lifestyle change for a large
Well,
portion of the populace.
yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, look, I'm just happy I've come full circle on it, and it's one thing I can tick off my head rec list, and I'm happy with it. So, but I also wanted it on public record in case anyone came over to me and goes, "Here, come here, you were giving out about this on your podcast, and you do it." I would love someone to come up to me and say
What was
something
that
like
accent?
that. I
What
don't
was
know
that
what the
accent?
accent was.
Was it a, it was a kind of a, it was a semi-Dublin accent.
It kind of was, yeah. I don't know why. It's just somehow when I do like someone giving out, I
How's
always
it
go
going,
dub.
pal? You
Yeah,
know
I
what I
always
mean?
go dub
Yes, sir.
because
We
it
was
just
down
sounds.
at Wexford, the traffic was shy.
I tell you, the
It
traffic
was
is
that
shit at
John fella
times.
of head underscore that, it was that fella.
Yes, don't forget to send us in your head wrecking topics. Head underscore rec, DM us on Instagram. We're on
If it's
Blue
traffic
Sky as well.
management,
Never, I sent one. I think I don't even know what they're called on Blue Sky. They're not called
what
tweets.
is Blue Sky?
Blue Sky is like your man who set up Twitter, who left, what's his name, Jack Dorsey, who left a couple of years ago. He set up Blue Sky. It's like the equivalent. It looks exactly like Twitter, but I don't know what it is.
Isn't
Is
that
it a
Donald? Well, it's
Bluey? No,
Donald
you can't
Trump's
say a
one.
Bluey.
Donald Trump's one has one.
No, Donald Trump's one is called,
It's like Truth Story
I
or
think it's
Real.
just Truth, is it, or something like that.
Something
Yeah,
like that, yeah, something
something
like that,
weird. I
isn't it?
don't know.
Yeah, mental.
I'm not on it. Although I'm sure there'll be some interesting topics we get from it. Let me see. Yeah, I have a really, really big one that's actually really annoying me at the moment.
It speaks for yourself,
Okay, will you tell me what's annoying you then?
No,
Go
go
on.
on, no, go on. I do have it, but you go on, jump into
Okay,
yours.
well, I'll make this quick then. Delayed credit card transactions.
Oh my
We're
God, same as a bank. Yeah.
in an era of where everything is instantaneous. We all have Revolut. When I buy something on Revolut, straight away I
The
can see it.
bank transfer
Okay, no,
from Bank
but
of Ireland to AIB. It's like takes a
oh,
week.
stop. Yeah, no, but even worse than that, I can deal with that because I'm like, I know that's going to happen, right? I know if I'm
It
sending money
shouldn't.
from one bank to another. Yeah, I know,
Do
but
you think there's some fella in the Bank of Ireland head office who goes around with a, like a briefcase to AB when you've lodged your money going, oh, here we go, get stuck in traffic, that's why I didn't make
it's a USB stick. He has to walk it to it
it.
from one bank to the other. No, but you know what I mean? It's like we all have Revolut. Don't have to explain how instant it all is to send money to anyone, anywhere, straight away. Bank to bank is one issue. That's another separate issue. That's so stupid that it's so slow. But
I can
delayed
answer the
credit
credit
card
card one. I can answer this one for you.
okay, well, I'll tell you exactly. And you tell me how is it? So
And I can tell you.
I have a credit card that, like everyone else,
Ooh,
it's
loaded
maxed the
dog.
odd time. You
Ooh.
pay some off, you max it out, you pay it off, you max it out,
Yeah.
whatever,
You get
right?
stuck in a credit card loop. I
So,
hate
yeah,
that.
absolutely, right? So it was not maxed out. I'd paid some off and I'd bought some, I think I bought petrol and I don't know what I bought, but it suddenly went over the limit. But it went over the limit a week and a half later and still let me buy stuff. So then I paid it off. And then a week later, it was over limit fee, then a purchase fee. Right,
That.
then the stamp duty came in, and when I paid it off, put it over the limit as well. Over limit fee 6 days later, after I paid it off again. So I paid it, but it's like constantly catching up on itself. In the last 2 months, I've paid, I think it was €77 or something in
Ouch.
fees in the last
Yeah.
month.
So it's
Absolutely, like it is literally just to make money. That's why it's low, isn't it? It has to be.
So I'll answer that. I'll come back to that in 1 minute. I'm going to relate something to that. It's like when they go to take a direct debit out of your account for a small amount. They go, you've insufficient funds. So they give you a fee that's greater than their money, and they take it out of your account going, if so, if you have a direct debit for, let's say, I know, for 10 euros, and you have 9 euros in your account just for the sake of, and they come back, oh no, it's a bounce direct debit fee of 12 euros, and you go to -2 euros, you're like, or -1 euro, whatever, go, why did you do it in the first place? If you're able to take out the bounce fee, that's more than what the direct debit was, just take a direct
It's
debit.
fucking ridiculous, but you can see why people are turning to Revolut because
Oh,
it's
Revolut's great.
so easy. Like paying off things like that, it even lets you change the date on the phone. If you go, oh, geez, I'm getting paid a day later this month or whatever, let's push whatever payment is a day later
Great.
for it to come out so there's no fees. And there still aren't fees. They still give you a grace period if you miss a payment, which a bank will just not do that at all.
Do you use Revolut? Do you use free Revolut or paid Revolut?
All free. I don't understand. I know you have
Oh, the
like,
paid Revolut.
yeah, I know
The
you've
paid
got a
Revolut.
really, really cool metal card with, Back to the Future
But
reference on
the reason being, because I get all my, again, this is not a paid advertisement. We just need to be very, very, we just need to be very clear. This is
it.
not a
No, can
paid
we please
advertisement.
make it a paid advertisement so we don't miss a direct debit or have to pay a late fee?
But basically, for me, the reason why I use it, because I get lounge access, and I've used them a couple of times. If your flight is late by more than an hour, you get free lounge access, which is great, seeing as
Well,
flights are delayed
excuse
all the time.
fucking me, lounge access
But also,
on
you
a
got all the
Ryanair
travel
flight.
insurance.
Alan, on a Ryanair
We'd,
flight, would you fuck
yes.
off with your
But you don't
lounge
go to
access
Ryanair. No, it's
on
not Ryanair Lounge. It's like Dublin
Ryanair?
Airport Lounge,
But
which
like,
is normally like 40 euros a head. And it's
Alan,
everyone you're traveling with. And it's free food and drink.
that's
It's stupid
literally
not to do it.
like staying in a 5-star hotel in, well, actually, what is it, in Dubai and getting on a bike. When you go outside, that's it's like
Why does that make no sense?
I'm just comparing like 5-star to like a bus journey.
Why
You're
not?
like
Well, this
literally
case,
in a
I'm
lovely
flying to
lounge
Ryanair.
to get on a Ryanair flight. Anyway, go on. Sorry,
Yeah, but
go on. I'm intrigued by this lounge access.
it's a lounge. So if your flight is late by more than an hour, you get free access to a lounge for your traveling partners. But it's free food and drink, like alcoholic drink and any food, it's free. And I was before, and I had there was a 4 hour delay on my flight. So I went in there for 3 hours just eating and drinking. You know what? You
Okay,
go
I
to the
take
airport, you
back
spend
everything I
50,
said.
60
This
quid.
sounds really good. I like it. I
It's
take
really,
back
really
everything I've
good.
just said. Well, how
It's
much is
cost
it then a
smart. It's
month?
depends. I think it ranges like Revolut ranges from 10 euros a month to from like 45 euros a month, depending on what you want. But
And you were
either way,
three
this is
hours, so you would have spent the equivalent of that if you were stuck in the
easily.
airport in vending machines and
Easily.
fucking shit anyway,
It,
wouldn't
but
you? Yeah, yeah,
easily. But also, as well as I get all my travel insurance covered with it as well. Travel
Just
insurance only
by
costs me about
having
100
the
quid.
Revolut.
No,
Okay,
that's only about
Revolut, if
100
you're
quid for
listening
you.
to this, I would love to try this out. I take back everything I said.
Head
The
is
lounge
correct.
the lounge thing sounds
For
great,
the
to be
attention of
honest.
Alan, preferably to be the subject.
For the tension of the lads.
Anyway, this was not a paid advertisement. This is my personal experience with it. I find it really, really good. Anyway, but we digress as always. So to go back to the point you mentioned about the credit card, one of the
Oh
main
yes,
reasons
sorry,
being
yes.
is because merchants normally don't claim, they don't run their credit card machine for, let's say, until once every 7 days. Everywhere's different. Some do it 10 days, some do it every day.
Really?
So, yeah,
Okay,
so
right.
they
Yeah,
have
yeah, yeah,
a
yeah.
float limit of X amount of money. So they mightn't request the, oh, what's it called? I used to do it and it escapes me now. It's basically the batch uploading or that basic thing. They might only do it once a week, which is why it's a
Ah.
pending and the merchant hasn't
Why would they
claimed for
do
it
that
yet.
though? What,
Don't
like,
know.
why would you
I think it
not
might
do
be
it straight
fees,
away?
maybe.
'Cause like
Don't know.
surely.
Don't know. There could be
But
fees. They might,
why
yeah, don't
would
know.
it, why does a debit come out straight away then? So like my
Because
debit card.
you've paid it. So yeah, so
Of
the
course,
reason being
yeah.
they're two
I feel
different.
like I feel like really dumb in this episode, to be
No, no.
honest. 'Cause like obviously one is credit, one
Not
it's
just
coming
this one.
straight out, the money is there, it's coming straight out.
But equally
Credit
as well
is
is if the
credit. Yeah,
merchant
yeah.
technically didn't claim for that money would go back into your account even if it was a debit account. Still would go back in. But it takes
Okay,
longer to think.
it's still shit though.
Oh, complete, I agree.
And it should go, you have hit your limit. No, we won't let you make this purchase. Anyway, there you go. Well, lesson
But
learned
yeah,
for
but
me.
we shouldn't let
I
you do
need
it.
to just pay it off quicker. That's my
Yeah,
warning.
it's hard to do.
Yeah, I mean the fees are astronomical. I don't know why. I got a credit card years and years and years and years ago, and like they're great when they're great, but it just ends up being just another one of those things you have to pay off.
I
Anyway.
only have mine about a year and a half, I think that's all. I haven't had one for 40 odd years. Well, obviously, I didn't get one when I was like 2,
40
but
odd years.
yeah, but you know what I mean.
I know what you
20 odd years as an adult, basically. I'm only going about a year and a half because I had to just the cost of living went up so high. I was just like, I just need to. And just with various different expenses I've had the last kind of while, like, yeah.
No, that's fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah, I'm moving off my credit card. So, what else you got for me?
I, like a lot of people, drive.
I thought you were saying I like a lot of people. Like, okay, how's that head ragging?
People, what a bunch of bastards.
Yeah.
So I drive a lot, as do most people. And what something really annoys me is the gap between the seats in the cars, where like your phone falls out or
Oh
money
yeah.
falls out,
Yes, yes, yes,
and you're
yes,
like,
yes.
you're squashing your hand comes out gushing blood because you've had to wedge it down the side of it, but you manage to get it at 1 euro. Or what happens sometimes is like a bit of chocolate or something falls down if you're eating in your car. I try not to eat in my car, but sometimes I have them sitting in traffic. I'm traveling sometimes is what I do.
Oh, chocolate when
And
it
you,
falls between your legs and it melts straight away. It's all
and
little
it's
crumb.
one of
Looks like
two
you
things
shit
happens.
yourself.
One of two things: it either melts in your crevice, in your gooch crevice, basically, or it melts, and you have a perfect outline of the gap between your legs on your seat. The rest of your seat is totally fine, but there's like a Frankfurter shaped dirt
Fucking
basically
chocolate are
on
you
your seat.
eating? That
Brown chocolate. What Frankfurters are you
sounds
eating?
like brown chocolate. Yeah,
That's what
that
chocolate is.
it's a first world problem, isn't it? But I keep on losing my keys while I'm driving. So I don't have it's a keyless ignition. So I
Like
know
what?
exactly. So it's like in the
Okay, fair
car
enough.
that I
Yeah,
drive now, it's
fair
keyless
enough.
ignition. So like if
My credit
I
cards.
can just
You've moved up in the world since I knew you.
credit cards and keyless cars.
And 2-ply toilet roll.
No, but I sometimes have them just, I have it in my. Alan, come here. I'll tell you. I don't even have to press the key fob to get in. I just have the keys
Walk up to the car.
anywhere on me. I just walk up to it and I just touch the
Put a bit
handle
of
and
Velcro on the back with
it
anything to stick
opens
in.
for me. So I get in and the keys are in my pocket and then I just hear this clang and I'm going, fuck's sake, where? Now I don't need to get them, but you kind of go to yourself, it
Eventually
just
you will.
annoys you. It annoys you that they're falling and you know they're in reach. So you end up doing. Now, have you ever seen the movie Trains, Planes, and Automobiles?
A great
Tell
movie.
me you've
Great
seen it.
movie. I
Absolutely.
have. I
Where
have indeed.
John Candy is trying to get the jacket off when they're flying down the highway. It's
Oh,
that
he
kind
gets stuck.
of, and he gets
Yeah.
that kind of thing. You're one hand, the other hand, you're like, fuck, put your hands back on the wheel. Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, it's head wrecking. It's so annoying. Oh,
Why
yeah,
are jackets so
problems
hard
though.
to take off when you're sitting in the car? Why are they so hard? Or like a jumper, so hard to take off when you're sitting in the
Yeah,
car seat.
it is. It's the seatbelt. It must be the seatbelt.
You take your seatbelt off when you're taking off your jumper. Who else to take it off?
Sometimes I do. If you're stuck in traffic and you get really hot, I
That's what I
just
mean.
if you're
But then
stopped,
as you said, your
open it
arms are
really
behind you.
quickly. Yeah.
Yeah, no,
Well,
I get that.
speaking of cars, I know because we're running low on time now. So speaking of cars, one thing that wrecked my head the other day, and it was kind of funny actually, but and it was really embarrassing, but it annoyed me. I was getting the car service, and in the garage. It's a revolving door, a big glass revolving door when you go in and you walk in and it goes by itself. And it usually goes really slow. It's just automatic. It
So
knows someone is
an
in. You don't,
automatic door.
yes, an automatic.
Yeah. They've been around for quite a while
Yes, it
in
goes
the
by
conventional
itself,
first world.
Alan. It goes by itself. No, but so it wasn't working. So I had to push and it was really heavy and hard to push. You can tell I was like pushing against the
First world
motors.
problem.
I know. No, but it was, when I wasn't
We pushing the
expecting
right
it.
way though.
I was, because I've been in loads of times. So it was really slow. And then halfway around, it kicked in again. And then it started hitting me on the back of the heels. I'm fucking shuffling along like a really old person. It was so funny. It was really embarrassing, but it was very funny and head wrecking. But I just had to jump
You
that
think
in
it's just
there.
in a petrol station?
No. I was getting car serviced. So I had to go in, to give him my keys or whatever. So yeah, there you go.
It's a very fancy mechanics.
Yeah, I suppose I can see where you come from. It
A
wasn't
revolving
like,
door.
yeah, it was like, you go in through the showroom to
No,
of the
what?
deal a dealership, like
Oh,
Toyota
why'd you get your
dealership.
car serviced in a deal? It's called Steeders for a reason.
I drive a Prius. That's why I do it, because it keeps it all tip top.
Well, that's because a fool and his money are easily parted for buying the Prius and getting it serviced.
Absolutely not. Prius is the best car I've ever Everhard, the most efficient, the cheapest to
Terrible
run.
cars, gaps though, seat gaps, that's the problem.
Only when you lose your keys or
And
when you take it off a
or
jack.
taking your clothes off in the car.
No, actually, there is so much room in it. So much room in it. I would only ever drive a Prius now, ever. And I know that is painful to your ears because you're such a petrol head, but it's true.
I get
It's
it.
so efficient,
I
so
get it. Just
efficient. And I do a lot of driving for work, like, and so much of that time is spent like
sitting in
running
traffic.
on battery and not cost me anything. So it's brilliant. There you go. Again, not a paid advertisement, but if Toyota Ireland wants me to test drive the new Prius, which is absolutely gorgeous, the burnt orange color, I would more than willing to take it for a test drive and for the rest of my life. There you go.
It's not really a
There you
test
go. So
drive
that
then.
was
That's
funny. I was
just
getting,
for a drive, yeah, for a drive.
no, test drive for the rest of my life. So yeah, I was getting hit in the back of the heel with a revolving door, which was very funny and head wrecking for like about 10 seconds, but it felt like it lasted
But did anyone
forever
see
because,
you?
yes, of course it
Oh
did, because there was
no.
people going in. It was like early morning and everyone was trying to go in early when it opened so they get their shit done straight away. So probably it hadn't turned on yet. And it turned on when I was going halfway through it. So they start kicking
Or
me in the
maybe because
heel.
it's down in Wexford, they only get like an hour usage over the day.
That's right. They
The
have to turn on the
electricity.
turbine. You really, really go to town in Wexford. Do you hear this, fellow
There's
Wexicans?
a
It's
wind
not fair.
turbine up on the roof that when it's windy, it turns, it twirls around, and the
Is.
door turns.
No,
When it's not
no.
windy, the door doesn't turn.
They're so
Like the
busy with
episode of Simpsons.
customers spinning that door around powers
Yeah,
this,
yeah,
the
yeah. Big huge
dealership.
dynamo on it. Yeah.
It's a giant.
But it's like they remind me of the big giant ones you see in the airports. Not a big giant, the giant ones. Normally in Spain, I normally see them. They're the huge giant ones. Instead, if you
The
walk
turbines,
too
like on
close,
the
no,
airplanes, Alan.
the revolving doors, revolving doors. And if you walk too close to the revolving door, it stops. But then you walk into it because it stops. Like, well, seriously, it's like it's. What are you doing?
When
And
they
then
stop
I do it.
suddenly
Yeah.
at
Then
well,
stop it.
that's what
Yeah.
happened to me. It stopped and then it just started kicking me from behind to keep on going. But yeah, it was funny. It's funny.
That sounds like a very
There you
first world problem there of a very elegant dealer's.
go.
To go in and they offer you Prosecco and a guy playing a piano in there.
You do get the car cleaned for you, of course, and
Don't drink and
you
drive.
get
Don't drink and
free
drive.
coffee and tea or whatever you want and all that kind of thing. So that's great. No, it's great. And my car is great. Thank you, Toyota, for letting me purchase you.
For spending your own taxed money on it.
Anything else? Anything else for you, Alan, apart from me wrecking your head with my badly timed stories?
A very, very quick one that wrecks my
Oh, go
head.
on, go on. Yeah. Very Joe Duffy.
Indigestion. Indigestion.
Oh yeah, you get a lot of that, don't you? But to be
Yeah,
fair,
just
Alan, to be fair, and it's up on your socials, isn't it? You eat a lot of shit during the day. And I don't mean shit as
oh
in bad. I
no. I
mean
see a lot
you
of
eat
food.
a lot of food.
And I'm
You eat a
small,
lot
like
of
I'm very
spicy
small.
food. Yeah, oh, you're tiny. He's so tiny, girls.
Depends
No,
where.
you do. Sometimes I see a picture or a video of the amount of food you eat in one sitting. I'm like, where the fuck is that going? And then
I
we
can
end up
yeah.
talking about toilet roll and toilets, so I kind of know where it's going.
And having to use six toilet rolls
But
on
you
a
get bad
revolving door.
indigestion with it. I know what you do.
Indigestion, heartburn, acid reflux, everything. Everything.
And what do you
Then it
take
wrecks
for?
my head.
There's nothing you can do
More
for it.
food.
Do you know what you can do? You can text us on our email or
What?
DM us
Seriously?
on head underscore rect to air your problems and your dirty laundry. Alan, as always, you've been great. We need to leave it on your indigestion, which is leaving you with indigestion, but thank you so
It
much.
is.
People, get in contact with us. We love you. Thank you so much for listening. We love you, listeners, and we love getting
Thank
your
you.
emails and messages. Thank you so much. You're keeping us going and keeping us happy. And again, apologies for the sound, but deal with it. It'll be better next time. Alan.
So wrecks our head.
Thanks a million. Talk to you later. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.